We'll be going only for about 5 minutes. I want to spend some of that time tonight just introducing the Rush and the his Sefer Orchas Chaim. The Rush, many of us know from his other works. He was the Ashkenazic posek par excellence, 13th century, 14th century. His most famous works are the Piskei HaRush in the back of the Gemara, which is basically a synopsis of the Rif with some of the rulings of the Balei Tosfos, one of the foundations of the Shulchan Aruch. Even the Beis Yosef, who was a Sfardi, considered him one of his three most important halachic authorities, certainly the Ramah for Ashkenazim. And the Tshuvas HaRush, his responsa, which are also among the foundational works of the medieval Ashkenazic halacha. The Rush also wrote other Svarim. In particular, the one we're doing, the Orchas Chaim of the Rush, is a very short work, collection of Musar, halacha, good advice. As we'll see, the Sefer is quite short. Much of what he says is the same sorts of things you'll find in other Svarim. The organization is interesting. They're kind of little bite-sized pieces, mostly, briefly. Much has been written, discussed about how it's organized exactly, commonly divided into days, little paragraphs, each one a few words, and then divided, a bunch of them, a couple dozen at in a shot, are divided into days, Sunday through Friday, one for Shabbos. The Sefer never really got, it seems, that much attention until several hundred years ago, in the time of the Tosfos Yontif. He popularized the work, he translated it into Yiddish so that even the unlearned, people who couldn't, even those who were not fluent in Hebrew, would be able to handle it. He instituted that it should be recited before Shacharis in the morning, before Baruch Sha'amar, when people had their talis and tefillin on already. It was also very popular in the yeshiva world last century, century ago, the European Musar yeshivas, the Lithuanian yeshivas, and Kelm. And here in the U.S., it's recited in various yeshivas, in Elul. Some yeshivas had it all year. Lakewood, I think I heard in Eretz Yisrael also, have recited it in Elul. It's an inspirational sefer. Again, a mixture of halacha, of Musar, by one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. After the Tosfos Yontif, for the last several hundred years, it had a kind of revival, again, in popularity, particularly in circles that were interested in Musar. So we'll be doing a little bit every night. I don't have a fixed amount for exactly how far we'll be going. I imagine we'll be doing a fair amount of digressing, because again, what he says is often pretty basic. Use it sometimes as a springboard to discuss the ideas and topics that he brings up. So with that introduction, we'll begin a little bit at least tonight. The Rush begins with a kind of introductory statement. He says, "Ve'ela hadvarim she'yizar b'hem losim rimokshe mavas v'le'er b'arachayim." These are the things that a person must avoid, to avoid the snares of death and to be illuminated with the light of life. So right away, you see the Rush is writing in a kind of somewhat negative. Le'er b'arachayim is obviously positive, but the focus here is going to be on the negative, things to avoid. Much of the text is don't do this, laharchik from this, hasher mimcha, avoid this, avoid that. It's a fair, there are positives too, but on the whole, there's a great deal of the negative. The Rush, maybe we'll get to this more as we go. The Rush has an interesting position in medieval intellectual Jewish development in that he grew up in Germany. He was a Talmud of the Maram of Rattenberg, one of the greatest of all the Ashkenazic poskim. He fled during the persecutions of Emperor Rudolf. He fled after the Maram was imprisoned and languished for years in jail and died because they wouldn't pay the ransom. He was next in line. He fled to Spain. He lived the rest of his life and career in Spain, in the Sfarda communities. So while he was largely an Ashkenazi through and through, he did later on in life spend a lot of time with the Sfardim. Exactly whether and how that affects his life, his work, is something maybe we'll touch on further occasions. Right away, he begins with a fairly strict, a fairly the sur meira, so to speak, of what a person is supposed to do. So the very first couple of injunctions are lisrachik min agaiva betachlis arichuk. The first thing is to avoid gaiva, to avoid pride, haughtiness. Betachlis arichuk, stay away, stay far away, stay as away as is absolutely possible. The Rush goes on, gives you a bunch of other things you should stay away from right after gaiva. From Gaiva, he segues into the Chaymin HaChanifus, from flattery, the Chaymin HaShakar V'Achazav, the Chaymin HaLatzanus, the Chaymin HaRachilus, the Chaymin HaKas. We'll go back and discuss some of these things in a little more depth, just the flavor of how the work is going to go. The first half dozen injunctions or so are the things you have to stay away from with the utmost care, the utmost day, as absolutely far as you can, a whole bunch of negative traits, negative actions, negative traits, flattery, gaiva, lying, mockery, rechilas, anger. And in the coming days, we'll discuss what some of these things are, why the Rush put them in this order maybe, and why they're quite so egregious.